BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, actual Enrique Iglesias plays innuendo bingo. Real or No Real is another Access All Areas special with Rihanna off of films. Chris was on telly last night. We review it and hear some of your comments in Points of Hope. Also, we hear from the posh Radio 4 lady for the first time in ages with some Dear Scott. And fact, people falling off stage at concerts is still really funny.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, how are you? It's only Tuesday lunchtime and this is Scott Mills. Well, it's a really odd day here today.
It is weird, isn't it?
Very strange.
Lots on.
So, earlier, Charles and Camilla were in for a tour of the BBC and ended up chatting to the posh Radio 4 lady for a while about how they do the news on Radio 4. That happened. And did you get a little selfie with Charles?
No, not a selfie. I did get close, though. Surprisingly close, in fact.
Are we allowed to put that picture on?
What, the picture of me?
Yeah, put it on your Twitter.
Okay, I'll put it on my one, yeah.
So Charles is just kind of in the background, and Chris is doing his normal double thumbs up.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? So that happened, they came around for a whirlwind visit. Then some people outside have been dancing to Dibby Dibby Sam for the last 2 hours. Nobody quite knows why, something to do with one extra.
They were in the office, and honestly, it was a good sort of hour, hour and a half of Dibby 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 whilst they do their dance routine.
But what's it for? What's it for?
I believe something to do with Access All Areas.
Sure. Because that's what we do all the time, isn't it?
But they're great.
Yeah.
I think they're making a music video.
But you know when you hear a song too much? It's like...
Yes, okay. Especially that one.
Done that. Done with that now. And also, my friend Chris here had a TV show on Channel 4 last night and trended worldwide. Do you see what I mean? It's not a normal day, is it, listeners?
Actually happened.
How are you feeling today?
All right. Yeah. I watched it with the lads.
Yeah, I saw incredible scenes in the town of Pinner. Why was Brian Bellow there?
He turned up.
Why?
Well, I don't think he had much to do, and he was keen to come along, so he came along.
If you're not aware of Brian Bellow, he won Big Brother centuries ago. But he just... I mean, I love him, but why is he... Is he a job?
I don't know. No, he's busy.
He's got a lot of free time.
He's got projects in the pipeline.
I mean, I love him to bits, but... Oh, right, okay.
But you know what? It was great to see him last night, and also... it was just very weird watching my friends on that TV show and watching
yourself.
It with them. Yeah, well weird.
How did you find yourself watching you on TV?
Well, it's a weird thing to do, isn't it?
Wish you'd done your hair a bit more.
Yeah, and I do you know what? I've never realised quite how ugly I am.
TV is a strange beast. Makes you all sorts of paranoid in a way that you never thought you'd have to worry about. Like, little things you notice... Other people see those all the time, but you've never really noticed it until you've seen yourself on TV.
Well, that's exactly it, because you look at yourself on and you're watching it on TV, but you're looking how other people must see you. And I was looking at it thinking, God, because I'm not saying I'm a good-looking person, but I would say that I was better looking than that.
You thought you were better looking than that.
So I don't know if it was a misrepresentation thing or if I really do look, but either way, you just accept it and move on.
Obviously, we'll break down the show a bit later on, but this is one of my favourite bits in the intro, actually.
So I do this before the show, generally. Just make teas for everyone.
So I'll have a... I'll have Milky, please. No
right.
Sugar. What are you saying?
Yes.
Same? Okay, what are you saying? Yeah, same? All round. So that's
want me to go
four
make some teas,
no sugars. That's an easy to remember, isn't it?
Should I use the off milk?
No, use the milk that's on.
Okay. So I do this before the show, generally. Just make teas for everyone.
I can't remember the last time that happened.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So the ridiculousness continues. And today, Chris is spitting over Enrique Iglesias. Sure. Of course you are.
This is the best week ever.
On Innuendo Bingo. He's a massive star, isn't he?
Oh, he's a legend. Do you know what? I'm just watching his video for his new song with Pitbull.
Oh, the new song Feet Pitbull, yeah.
Yeah, it's called I'm a Freak.
I've never seen anyone sing into that before, have you?
No.
I mean, well, I've seen people sing into, like, microphones, obviously, and hairbrushes. Never into one of those.
No. And it's a great gimmick of his now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know who came up with it. Probably him himself. Actually, no, Pitbull would have come up with that idea.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's got Pitbull written all over it, but what a video.
Just think that Pitbull's leading him astray, possibly, just a little bit.
They're
a little
bit
worried.
It's a great... It's a great party.
Yeah.
This video.
They're having a great time, aren't they? The new song's called I'm a Freak. So Enrique is going to be on Inio Domingo just after 1:30. You can watch on the Radio 1 website. Loads of Twitter messages going, how have you got him to agree to do this? I don't know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And here is Enrique Iglesias. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Scott Mills.
Hello, Mr. Enrique Iglesias.
Long time no see.
I know. Last time I saw you, we were watching some balls go around on TV on the lottery.
Back in 1995.
It wasn't that long ago. And then, do you remember, they made us do that slow dance to Hero that time?
They did. Do you remember? Pretty embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing. The new song, with Pitbull. We need to ask you about him.
Yeah.
I've got so many questions. The video, we love. But can we ask you, why are you singing to a girl's bum?
Because I've always wanted to do that. Because it was a crazy party. Actually, the director, you know, he didn't want to plan anything. He's like, just let's throw a party in my friend's house and just go for it. And not plan it. It's the first time I ever get to shoot a video like that. And you can kind of feel it. Believe it or not, the extras are having a good time. I'm having a good time.
It's true, because most videos that you see where there's a party, it always looks a bit forced fun.
It looks a bit staged.
Do you know what I mean? You can tell that they probably can't even hear the music on the other side. They've just got directors telling them what to do. Whereas this looks like almost something off The Hangover.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen that film.
Yeah,
of course, the stuff that's going on is incredible.
Or Project X.
Or some of it is a bit slightly Wolf on Wall Street.
Yeah, it is.
I'm getting the feeling that you can do exactly what you want in your videos, and I love that.
No, you shoot videos you never know, but you want to have fun, and you can't really take yourself that seriously. And who doesn't want to go to a party like that? We've all been to parties like that, right?
We've all sung into girls' bums.
You're British. You've been to those parties. Come on.
Here's the thing, right? Back in the day, your videos used to be like you being all romantic with one lady. And now we think that Pitbull's leading you astray because this has got Pitbull written all over it, Enrique Iglesias.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what happens with me? If I can go, there's no in between. Either you party and you take it easy, just to a place that you can talk with your friends, music's not very loud, or you go absolutely bonkers and nuts. Mm. And when you put Pit in there, dude, I don't know if you know Pit, but...
Well, here's the thing. You need to hook me up, because I've asked for him to come on this show so many times, but I know he's Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide and all that. So So, I mean, we just can't get him on.
You can get him on.
Do you think?
Scott, of course you can get him on.
It's like a journey. I do think it will happen at some point.
I know that one day we will meet, but it's a long time coming. I've seen you so many times.
You're like, sick as you're right. In other words, you want to see Pitt, you don't want to see me.
No, I didn't say that.
But I will tell you this. You'll fall in love with a guy. He's a good guy.
Is he fun?
He is. He's crazy in the sense that he's a workaholic. He loves music, obviously. But he's one of the... I've toured with him around the world. Mm. And whenever I get off stage, I go... You know where his bus is because it's bouncing up and down. You go to his bus, he's like, partying till like 4 a.m. But don't think it's... He actually lives a lifestyle. But then the craziest thing is he'll call you like at 7 a.m. He goes, let's go eat breakfast. You're like, dude, we only slept like 3 hours. How do you do this? He's one of those guys that can go out for 2-3 hours. Or he'll go on the plane with me and just blast the music. And it comes after like a 9-hour flight. I'm like, please, Pit, no more. Come on, dude.
Wow, he sounds brilliant.
You see, I've always thought that he might not be able to back up what he says in his songs.
No, he backs it up.
Because when he says about having
a girl
and her sister.
Yeah.
And
he's done that, definitely.
Amongst others. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
He backs that up, trust me.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
If Pitbull's bus is rocking, don't come knocking.
No, come knocking.
Okay. See, that's... He makes it down for breakfast because he's got them shades. He can just do it. He can be in the worst day ever. It doesn't matter. He's got the shades.
It's true. But he loves what he does. And I love working with him, man. We get along so well. And actually, his best friend went to high school with me. That's how we actually hooked up. And we just, every time we get together, he plays music. I play music. And we always want to jump on his thing, on his music. You know, jump on him. I always want to jump on his music.
It was
a jump. He's just one of those guys. He's easy to work with.
Yeah.
You guys will love him.
And do you live in the same city? You live in Miami?
We do.
Okay.
We actually hang out a lot.
Yeah.
Genuine friends.
Yeah, I love it.
A lot of the time when I see Pitbull songs, he's not actually... He doesn't seem to have even met the person that he's doing the song
with. Well, Pitt's in a lot of songs. So, but I will tell you this. Pitt and I hang out a lot, and we've toured around the world. And again, we live in the same city. His friend Pepe, which next time if he ever...
Say that again.
Pepe. He was actually my classmate, and he's the one that introduced me to him. And we just got along. I'm telling you, he's a lovely guy.
Okay. Well, if you could put in a word for us next time you
come. I will.
Thank you. Maybe we'll come in together. That would be good. You and
oh
him.
Oh, my God. Imagine that.
Can you imagine a whole show, Enrique Iglesias feet Pitbull, the whole show?
Huge. Yeah, we've never done a feet interview. That's
no, we haven't.
It's quite cool, actually.
Right, let's play the song. This is I'm a Freak on Radio 1. Innuendo Bingo coming up with Enrique.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Enrique Iglesias, have you ever heard of Innuendo Bingo?
I have.
You have?
I've seen the videos. Anchorman.
Yeah, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Yeah. Which I actually think is one of the funniest guys.
Yeah, he's hilarious. But he didn't really get the humour, and that's what I worry about.
Mm.
Now, I think you will, though, because you're fun.
You think?
Well, he's fun.
He's fun, isn't he?
He is, but I don't know. It's one of these things with innuendos where it's a kind of weird...
Some of them are quite British.
Mm.
Yeah, American humour and British humour can be very, very different.
Mm. But even Will Ferrell just standing there as you spit on him is actually hilarious.
And an honour. This for me is a fantastic honour, just to be potentially spat on by you.
You don't understand.
I like Hero. You know, you may have slow danced.
You definitely want to spit on me.
You slow danced with Scott.
I want to spit on you. After
Hero
that song,
made me. Hero made me want to spit on you.
Yeah. No, I didn't mean it like that. I was just going to.
You know what?
Oh.
That's it. I'm out.
Yeah, bye. That would be incredible. The first ever person that walked out of an Innuendo Bingo was Enrique Iglesias.
Okay, nobody's ever won. Nobody's ever got him mad?
No, people have got...
Come on.
There's a lady called Vanessa Feltz who was a bit miffed, but she stuck with it.
Yeah, you got her really wet?
But yeah. Yeah. But there's been so many legendary ones. Like Gerald Butler, he just went for it.
He was incredible.
You like to make all these people wet, right?
Yeah, yeah. But we do it twice a week.
It's an odd thing that I do twice a week, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Now that you say that, I've actually watched your videos... interviewing a lot of celebrities.
Yeah, that's
lot of the girls.
Right, yeah.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah, say, yeah. Yes.
Have you seen that?
Yes,
serious?
Of course I've seen that. I've seen that.
This is weird.
Oh, you're a good guy. I'm a fan. Oh. I was actually watching you like a month ago and watching the videos. Now they say, I'm like,
mate, yeah.
That's right.
That was.
Yeah, yeah. So you have a crush and you tell them about the girls and the football and the jersey.
Well, mate,
dude, I'm telling you, watch your videos.
This is brilliant.
I'm the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You come across as a normal guy.
You know why? Because that. When we did that, which is what nearly a year ago, America just got hold of it. He was on CNN, he was on E, and it's nearly had 13 million views. That video.
Brilliant.
That's probably why you've seen it.
Now the thing why I watched, I was infatuated with these videos, and then there's another one that you're doing, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Now, are you being sarcastic or are you being serious?
Again, it might be a sort of British humour. Kind of thing. I don't know because I don't get to meet these women very often.
Notice that.
It's a bit of a different world to you.
Because some of them seem a little annoyed at one point. They're like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, get out. You'll notice though in the Jennifer Aniston one, he's much more Hollywood.
Yeah. they gave me a makeover for that one.
He's like, just in case I get on E again.
I can't believe you watched it.
Dude,
that's
I don't know how I came across with this. But for some reason, I watched the one with Mila and then I started watching all your videos.
Oh, insane. Thank you.
So I'm a fan.
Loved it.
Ridiculous.
Love it. So Enrique's about to play Innuendo Bingo. So if you could take your seats, please, lads.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
There are several moments on Innuendo Bingo where I can't quite believe that we have got the guests that we have, and today is one of those. As Enrique Iglesias is here, my friend from Miami, who's going to introduce me to Pitbull one day, and he's playing Innuendo Bingo with Chris. How are you feeling, Chris?
It's another one of those weird situations, as you said. It's an honour.
Chris.
I just don't want you to walk out.
I think I'm a bigger fan. I know I'm a bigger fan.
No.
Maybe I can come to one of your parties one day.
Oh, you're more than invited.
Singing to a girl's bum.
Depends how wet you get me.
Okay, so this is happening.
Things you never thought you'd hear.
No, you never thought, did you?
By the way, I like the glove, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's good. There's a slightly sinister glove on the microphone.
I noticed.
That's just so it doesn't get wet. So if you go to bbc.co.uk/radio1, you can now see Enrique play Innuendo Bingo. Let's hope he understands the clips. I'm sure he will. So a little warm-up first for you. If you could just put the water in your mouth. I think the key here is to have a lot of water. So, this is a documentary called She's 78, He's 39. Age Gap Love. And it was surprising how much detail the couple gave about what happened when they first met.
When their paths eventually crossed, the attraction was instant.
Eventually moving in the same circles, of course, we banged together.
Nothing from Enrique Iglesias there. That was just a warm-up. You see what happens? It just kind of wheezes out of his mouth in a weird way. You can swallow that now, Enrique.
Of course, we banged together.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to Radio 4. More water, please.
I worry that the antics in his videos are slightly more severe than some of the Inuit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he's seen it all.
High threshold.
Radio 4 now, and this man has been suffering during the recent storms here in the UK, although I don't think there was any need for this much detail.
You know, we've just had 2 or 3 days now, the fourth day, in fact, of relentless pounding.
What was that? Long drawn out.
That was brilliant. If you're watching this, you'll see that it just kind of went all over the top of Chris's head, like a little sprinkler motion. Right. That was awesome.
Oh, I feel payback.
No, it's good.
Relentless pounding.
There we are. Right. Now, everyone, listen to this clip, please, everybody. This is from a gardening show, and it includes the name of my favourite breed of plant. Here we go.
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
It's like an Enrique water feature.
I don't think he's actually finding them that funny, but he's just spraying you anyway.
Sarcococca hookeriana.
Sarcococca.
Yep. Okay. So now we're going over to cooking show The Taste from last week.
Right then.
And Nigella does not approve of what is going on with these two judges.
Oh, dear, 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 dear. So we've each got one in the bottom.
Yeah. just aims.
I like that. Yeah, he's not even really going at the clip. He's just going slightly afterwards on you, Chris. Are you all right?
Fine. Yeah.
How are you? I'm okay. All good?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Enjoying this. Each got one in the bottom.
There we are. Nigella Lawson there. Now over to reality show Gibraltar, Britain in the Sun from a few weeks ago. And does anyone know if this episode was as graphic as this little teaser made it sound?
Next time on Gibraltar, Britain in the Sun, Tito shoots his loaded cannon prematurely.
Yep. Oh. Okay. Now we're going back over to The Taste. Water, refill, please.
Do you think Pitbull would like this game?
Uh-huh. Oh, I'd love it, yeah. And these judges are at it again.
All of these guys have had ups and downs, for sure. Justin has been up and down, up and down, up and down. He's managed to stay out of the bottom. I would not be surprised to see him in the bottom again.
Sorry.
I like it. When we have a massive star in, he's like, sorry, sorry.
I just don't want to annoy him.
I know.
I would not be surprised to see him in the bottom again.
Okay, now listen to this clip carefully, please, Enrique. Here's some very interesting information about what this police horse gets up to. It's that one. He's heard it before, that's why. Sorry. Okay. Brace yourself. Chris, come on. Focus. Think of something bad. Here's some interesting information.
I just thought... Is this the Rihanna one?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so it's a police horse. Here he is. Here we go.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do?
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
That's a police horse who works at pop concerts and was in Rihanna last night at the Rihanna gig. Now, a classic from the football commentary now. And I know sometimes the player's attention wanders, but I've never, ever seen a player do this before. Ready? Here we go.
Right on the edge of the 18-yard box. I don't think there was any contact with a Palace player. I think he just went down on himself.
Guys, not a lot of water left.
Okay, so who's wettest at the moment?
Me.
Okay, so here is another clip from Radio 4. and it's a report about the historic Hadrian's Wall on the Scottish border. And I tell you what, you get a really good view from up there.
Hadrian's Wall, reimagined not as a barrier, but a place to meet, gaze.
No, spray from Enrique. Large spray from Enrique. I like your spray is so elegant.
Yeah, I know, it's nice.
So Spanish.
You spray so Spanish.
Don't he?
Spanish spray.
It's Spanish spray. Oh. Okay, and this from TV chef Raymond Blanc.
This is silly.
This is great. Lots of people hopefully watching on the Radio 1 website right now. You can get it on your phone as well. Okay, here's Raymond Blanc telling us what he really loves.
In his 34 years in the UK, Raymond has learnt to love a good stuffing.
Okay, we're fine. All right, and let's carry on. Keep that water. And let's go over to the athletics over on Channel 4.
She's got long, long levers. No, she didn't like it. Normally you hear a bit of a grunt afterwards if they love it.
Enrique's still fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. And
oh, dear.
Okay. Here we go. And we're going over to Saturday Live. What was that? Oh, just empty. Saturday Live on BBC Radio 4. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Radio 4 again on Innuendo Bingo. Here we go.
She did, the longest journey she did was 25 miles in one day across a mountain pass. But they did realise that actually it was quite unsafe going down on a donkey.
I think that went very well. Going down the mountain on a donkey there, of course. Did you say what a hero?
Yeah, I didn't actually mean to say.
Oh, what an awful pun.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that was an honour for all of us. I'm Ricky Iglesias. It's amazing to see you. Thank you once again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
What's that?
You're a good sport.
You're a better sport, mate. You're Enrique.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, mate, have you heard anything about the guy that you shouted out yesterday for having his flies undone who went there to serve you at the bar?
Oh, no, I've not.
A few people were on Twitter yesterday knowing the place that you meant.
Oh, right.
So that's good. So shout out to the barman who wouldn't serve Chris just because he said that his flies were undone. You were just trying to help him out. No one wants to fly low. But then he kind of took that as a little power trip and was like, yep, I'll serve everyone in the room apart from you.
There's no need for it. I was just trying to help the man out.
To be honest, though, you don't really have much luck with, like, doormen or bartenders. You don't, do you?
No, generally not.
Like, I don't know why they just take a dislike to you, and you're not a dislikable person.
But why do you think that is, then?
I don't know. There's something, maybe there's just something about you that they just don't get or something. You've told me loads of times before where you've almost got into scuffles with people.
Right.
But what do you think it is? You're a very approachable man.
It feels like you're leading to something with
this.
No, I'm
not
at all.
I don't
know where you're going.
No, I'm just asking you to take a good, long, hard look at yourself and wonder what these people have got against you.
Well, I hadn't really thought of it.
It just happens a lot. We've been friends for a long time now, and there's been several instances where you have been taken out of the pub.
I'm sorry, why are you doing this now?
I'm just saying. Or, you know, like banned from various places. I just wanted to say maybe it's you.
But it's definitely not me.
Okay.
And, you know, I was genuinely trying to help him out with his fly situation. He kind of shouted at me, why are you looking down there anyway?
Did he say that?
Yeah. Mate, your flies are undone. Serve me. So don't say that to a barman. That's what I'd recommend.
I think what happens, though, is because instead of just leaving it, then you start to get a little bit arsy, and that's where the problem lies. They don't like that, do they?
Right.
Normally, I will just walk away.
Listen, I wasn't insisting on it. Why are you painting me out to be a bad person?
I'm not. I said you're a really good person, but I don't understand why you get into these situations.
But you can't say you're a good person, then say all the nasty things that you do, all the bad things. That's like saying I'm not something, but you know what I mean? Like, people always do.
I'm not calling you out on it. I'm just saying. Don't know why it's you all the time. There's always that one person, isn't there? And that's it's you.
It feels to me that you're starting an argument.
No, no, I'm not starting an argument. Anyway, coming up.
What?
So you're doing it again?
No.
No, you're starting an argument. I'm not.
Oh.
You're doing it now. See, you're rising to it.
Right, okay.
Just let it go. Coming up, we've got Tom O'Dell from the Live Lounge earlier. And also, let's play Radio 1's Track of the Day.
Well, what is it?
It's all right.
No, oh, right, well, look.
Come on, then. What is it?
Right.
What is it, then?
What's the point you keep giving me?
Calm down. Calm down.
All right.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's talk about your TV show last night. With Celeb Hunter.
Yep.
On Channel 4. Right after the quite emotional episode of Benefit Street. I love that.
Do the impression.
Oh, yes. It was the final one of Benefit Street last night with White D, who keeps tweeting me saying I need to go to the streets because I'd do my impression of her.
We should go to the street. Do you know what? It's a bit like, do you remember when that show The Hotel was on?
Yes.
And so we then went to the hotel to stay there. That's maybe what we could do. We'd go for a night there.
Do you not think, though, that I do sound a bit like her?
It's a very good impression.
Over the moon.
Now, but I heard she might be going on Celebrity Big Brother.
Of course, she'd be excellent. I actually think she's, like, that show, whatever you think of it, it may have made you angry at times, but there's some really sweet and kind of cute emotional bits in it. And very funny as well. I'm going to miss that show. But then you were on directly afterwards.
I was after.
Last minute replacement.
Mad.
I've got to say, I really enjoyed it.
Right, here's the thing, because you hadn't seen, obviously, like, you were in it, and you knew about it, but you hadn't seen the whole thing.
Yeah, well, it had been happening for ages, but we weren't allowed to say at the time that we were kind of making it.
Yeah.
So it was nice to finally be able to tell people, but it happened all of a sudden, because on Friday, last Friday, they were like, and it's going to be on a Monday. We're like, okay then,
yeah,
we'll tell the listeners then.
But you liked it, honestly.
Oh, I was over the moon.
For you. I really was. No, it was really, really good.
Cool.
And also, the Twitter response was fantastic.
You know what? I couldn't believe it. It trended, I think, number one or number two worldwide.
It's incredible.
But some of the hashtags that were trending throughout were...
I know,
amazing.
I saw
Obviously,
those.
You can't say
no, you can't say those. Are,
but, I can't believe
you called Derek Acora that.
But an honour to see those kind of hashtags banded about.
Yes, indeed. No, I'm very proud, and you should be as well.
Thank you.
So over on E4, remember we played this guy who was saying this about you the day before yesterday. So this guy, you know, on the programmes, like at the end of the programme on Channel 4 and E4, they'll say, and coming next, it's this. So no, normally over the end of something like, I don't know, what's normally on E4, Big Bang Theory, that's always on, or Hollyoaks, they promote the other programmes, yeah?
Mm.
So this is what the guy said the day before yesterday.
Night, tomorrow night, Chris Stark, what do you mean, who, off of the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1, has landed himself a bit of a gig involving two camp chairs.
This guy's a legend.
Last night, he was on proper form.
Was he? Because
I
haven't heard any of these, and I got tweets about it saying that the voice of E4 is on form tonight.
Yeah. He was absolutely going for it, but giving you mass promotion.
Now, you may have heard of the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1, yes, but you may not have heard of Chris Stark. Oh! Well, someone has been mad enough to give him his own telly show over on Channel 4 tonight. OMG. Can't even... don't know where to begin. If you're keen, catch the Celeb Hunter tonight at 10 on 4. Now, though, here on E4, it's How I Met Your Mother.
It's always How I Met Your Mother.
If you're keen. It's like...
he even tried to get a OMG, I can't even
I
in
know.
There.
Oh, this is incredible.
Yeah.
This guy is amazing.
You may not have heard of Chris Stark.
Proper good who as well. Now, I think this guy listens...
is he allowed to do this?
He listens a lot, I think, to this show. I'll listen to this.
A boxer, a singer, two massive movie stars, one little movie star, and two camp chairs. Yes, it's Chris off of the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1, and he's doing something mad on Channel 4 tonight at 10. Go on, pigs. Find out what's in the Celeb Hunter. Bosh.
You can't do Bosch at the end.
Bosch, go on, pigs. You can't do that, surely. That is too funny.
There's more.
Yeah?
Now, if I said his name was Chris Stark off of the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1, you'd either go, yes, or, oh. Well, anyway, he's come up with this idea to interview celebs, and all he's armed with are two camp chairs, as in chairs you go camping with. Find out how he gets on as the Celeb Hunter tonight at 10 over on Channel 4.
How good is that? I mean, excellent promotion.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bosh.
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 I like it that he knows it, this show, from two phrases. Yes, and... who?
Yes, or who?
He was loving life.
So thanks to E4 Man for giving you mass promotion last night. Let's delve into the rest of the show next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So the Celeb Hunter show on Channel 4 last night with my friend Chris here, and he done well for himself. And I liked the bit where you went up to Rachel Stevens. I thought that took a lot of guts because I know that she was in the, well, one of the first magazines that you ever got.
Yes, exactly, yes.
And it wasn't a pop one, was it?
No, it
lads,
wasn't.
Lads one. So goes up to Rachel Stevens, if you haven't seen the show yet, this is not really a plot spoiler, and says this.
I know this is really random,
yeah.
But like I'm a massive fan of yours.
Oh.
I have been for loads of years.
Oh.
I can tell when you're a bit nervous because you go,
yeah.
Your voice goes a little bit.
It's understandable given the circumstances.
It's Rachel Stevens, do you know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Huge.
It doesn't need to be, like, in an ideal world, I know it's going to sound really weird, but, like, we've got a pub down the road. If you're up for just coming there for, like, literally for 5 minutes.
This is trying to persuade Rachel to go on your mobile chat show.
Yep.
Now, I fell asleep before the end. Did she go on it?
Fell asleep before the end. I said you enjoyed it.
Love, I had to be on Daybreak at 7.
You did text me saying that.
Yeah.
Did text me saying you
I missed the very end, but I'm going to watch it later.
Okay,
on.
Cool.
So she agreed to it?
Yes.
Do you want to hear what some of the listeners are saying? This is from... Yeah, you do. This is from Matt Edwards, 12, on Twitter.
Oh, God, he's at it again. Asking them down the pub.
And, but it was a lot of it was in the pub. That's where you spend a lot of time with your mates.
Yeah, and it's...
True to life.
That's the whole point, yeah.
And then there was the bit where Chris said that he sometimes... No, no, always makes the tea here at BBC Radio 1.
So I do this before the show, generally. Just make teas for everyone. Oh, that milk's off.
And this is from at Gary Pounder, who often works on this show.
Oh, you make the teas?
Yeah. Sometimes.
You make the teas?
Let's be honest, none of us have seen it. That was a... I mean, God, that's so rare that they caught you on camera that day making that tea. Because it doesn't happen often.
It happens sometimes.
And let's talk about this bit. When you were with Derek Okora.
This is amazing. I'm with Derek Okora. Thank you so much for doing this.
It's my pleasure, Chris.
Would you say you're the nearest thing the world's got to a wizard?
Some people have called me a wizard.
If people don't know who Derek Okora is, he used to be on Most Haunted.
Hey!
And he used to do ghost hunting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in your eyes, a legend is someone
and
you wanted to meet.
To he was like a dog whisperer at one point, no, as well.
And speaks to his spirit guide, Sam. Sam.
Yeah.
Chris Stark actually called Derek Okora a wizard.
That's from Stebob 69.
God, I thought I was going to say something else for a second there.
Generally, it's very kind of OMG on Twitter at the moment.
Yeah, right.
So this is from Leanne Jen, 1987. Another comment about the show.
Chris Stark, is that actually your number on your business card? It went straight to voicemail when I rang.
So I did think that. I thought that if you explain what happened, you needed to have business cards printed because you went to a premiere and someone said, Daniel Radcliffe said, have you got a card I can have? So you're like, oh, I haven't got a card. We need to get some made. Go to a place where they make business cards.
Yeah.
And then on there was a mobile phone number. Now, I didn't.
Did you call it?
No, but I reckon loads of listeners will have called that number last night.
That's not a bad idea. I should have a listen to the voicemail on that. Might make for interesting listening, but it
not
was
your
basically,
actual number.
No, it's not my actual number. It was basically I had a like cheap phone that I used for calls.
Yeah,
because I also used it like the number that went up on the big screen at Watford, because we also did that as well. So that was the number for that phone.
Okay, so that's the number on the business card.
Yeah.
I bet you loads of people tried to ring it last night.
Is this a bit like
own up
points
if you
of
did.
View? We're
points
doing
of,
right.
Who? Points of who?
Points of who?
Yes, it is a little bit. It's just your views here on the BBC. Now, there are quite a lot of scenes in your bedroom at home in Watford, weren't
yes.
there?
Yes.
And I did see a lot of tweets saying stuff like this. This is from Craig_Lindsay.
Seriously, can't get over the fact that Chris Stark sleeps in a single bed. He's got the room of a 16-year-old.
That is true.
True. And at one point, I was 16.
That is true, but it's not moved on. There's cans of links everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a single bed there.
Well, what's the problem with that?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you're 26. What happens when not recently, but maybe when a girl comes to stay over? Is it both of you in there? Like, with her bottom jammed up against the radiator? Are you hot? No, I'm fine.
Top and tailing.
Is that what happened? It's just a bit small, Chris. I expected more.
A few people noticed my Italian stallion dressing gown as well.
Indeed. I've never seen that. I've been your friend for years. I didn't even know you had that.
Mm.
I didn't even know you had a single bed, you see. There's loads of things I didn't know.
Of course you didn't.
Then you went to meet Emma Thompson off of acting.
Yes.
It went very Mila Kunis at this point, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Je m'appelle Chris.
Ah oui.
J'ai 11 ans.
11 ans.
Voulez-vous coucher? It's an All Saints lyric.
Oh, God. Okay, this is from at Tom Spalding, 13.
Can't believe you just asked Emma Thompson to sleep with you after you told her you were 11.
Yep. And this one from One Extra's Mr. Jam.
I reckon Chris actually had a chance with Emma Thompson.
What are you saying?
I don't know. What are you saying?
I don't know. She did have a little glint in her eye, but she might have just been acting again.
She's cool.
From at Tegan King.
Chris is that kind of geeky guy that you can't help but fancy.
Yeah. Okay, a lot of people saying that kind of thing.
Fair.
From Gang King on Twitter.
Chris Stark is so odd, but strangely I find that attractive.
Odd and geeky, but the girls love it. This is from I Challoner.
My favourite bit has to be the albino cat being a guest on Alan Titchmarsh.
Right, okay, so I must have missed that bit. I saw you outside the Titchmarsh studios with all the busload of old people going by.
That's the one.
Was there an albino cat?
There was this cat sort of appeared in a cage that it was being carried, and it was an albino cat. It just looked like the kind of thing that would be a Titchmarsh guest.
Oh, definitely. They don't have had a whole half hour out of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, a good show last night.
Thank you very much.
Well done. And, I mean, the Twitter response I saw was incredible. So, yeah. Really good. Really, really
but
good.
But it's a one-off, you know?
Yeah. You did well. You did well.
Thank you very much.
I felt a bit bad when they were bundling you on that pitch at Watford. As having been there since, which we went a couple of weeks ago.
We did, yeah.
I thought that was a little bit harsh. Harry the Hornet.
Legend.
Is that his name?
Good knowledge.
Yeah. Also, there's a few people saying, did you, while filming, obtain a love bite? Because there is a slight yellow stain on your neck.
I'm sure that wouldn't have happened.
Just in one of the scenes.
Really?
Yes. And also...
Why?
I'm just asking. Right, people. Okay. This is points of who?
Okay.
Okay, so was it actually one?
No.
Also, someone's convinced they saw Sophie in the mask.
No, obviously not.
Under
okay,
the bed.
Brilliant.
Just in that one shot.
I'm sure
Damien,
they did.
Damien and Cornwall. Just...
Absolutely not.
Okay. Thanks for your comments, everyone. It's Death of Banner on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's the thing. I want to say the member of the Vamps that this happened to is absolutely fine, Connor. But last night, I do believe that... Fell off stage during it.
Fell off the stage? Oh, no. Is there a video?
Fell off the stage during their gig when they're supporting Taylor Swift.
Excellent. I love it when this kind of thing happens.
Right.
As long as they're safe.
I just want to say, Connor's fine. But falling over is still funny. And people falling off stage, especially famous, is particularly funny.
Which one was it?
Connor from the Vamps.
Right.
There must be some YouTube video.
Yeah, I found it. So it's one of those, oh my word, it's a bad one.
Is it a bad one?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
So the footage I can see, it's, you know those stages where you have to, it's like a wait, so there's a stage and then there's like a platform in the middle of the audience.
Yeah, so there's like the main stage which they're performing on, because I went to see the show, it's the show on before Taylor Swift. And then, I just seen it.
It's like,
and then they go, they leave the main stage and go to a bit which is more kind of in the audience. He properly stacks it, doesn't he?
Oh dear!
Let's watch that again. Are we allowed to put this on the old? I'm just search for Connor Ball falling off stage and you'll find it. But it's a good one. Is it as good as the Ollie Murs one though?
Nothing is as good as the Dizzy Rascal one.
When, doesn't he fall on somebody?
as long as no one's hurt. Fine, yeah.
No one got hurt.
Yeah, that's it. We're not laughing at that.
But if you are, like, in the last, I don't know, hour or so at work today, or maybe you just got in from school, just have a little image search around for these. Just do a little search. Dizzy Rascal fall, Ollie Murs fall. And the Connor Ball fall from last night from the Vamps, because it is quite spectacular. Okay, so I haven't heard this music for a while. And for the first time in a long time, we are going to hear from the posh Radio 4 lady.
Oh.
That's right, the PR4L's back. What's she saying?
Dear Scott, Chris and everyone on the show, exciting news. I just met a prince and he was charming. Prince Charles, to be exact, and Camilla. They came to visit me, the posh Radio 4 lady, here at the BBC.
That's impressive.
Cool.
Now, they were running this on the BBC News channel earlier, and if you're watching it, obviously you don't really know what the posh Radio 4 lady looks like, but I do.
Yeah.
And Charles and Camilla were speaking to her for absolutely ages on their tour around the BBC earlier.
Oh, we had so much to talk about, all things posh. We shared stories about my villa in Provence, our mutual love of fine wines, and our shared bank manager.
Is this the first time she's read her own email out?
This is a first.
It's a bit weird.
Posh banter.
Anyway, she goes on.
I invited the royal couple to stay at the villa for the summer season with me and the pool hand, Raoul. Anyway, just wanted to let you all know in case you see me later on the news, darlings. Love you, bye. The PR4L. Age undisclosed.
Right, so if you see the news later and you see Charles and Camilla walking around the BBC, the lady they're talking to is the posh Radio 4 lady. How cool is that?
And that's the only reason we've had Dear Scott, so she could read her own...
I think so.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah. Back from a long break... Oh, no, hang on, there's some more. What's next?
Dear Scott, I was watching Chris's Celeb Hunter TV show last night. Did you see the yellow hickey on Chris's neck just after the interview with Ricky Hatton?
Yeah.
Just after Ricky removes his darts from the board, you see a shot of Chris's neck. Please investigate. Many thanks and happy searching. Christian Pollard Crane.
What's the story there, then, Stark?
Well, it's not. It's probably just a nasty shadow. I mean, you know what they say about TV.
What?
It makes it look like you've got a love bite.
I know. It also makes you look a lot fatter. That's my excuse.
Pardon? Sorry?
makes you look fatter than you actually are.
Oh, right.
That's why I tell people and they go, oh, you look fat on TV.
Yeah.
It's like, makes you look
huge.
It's
just TV, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just TV. It's just your TV. Don't think there was an actual love bite on the neck. Or was there?
No. It's probably just a shadow.
It's just a yellow dot on your TV. You might want to get some...
Yeah, just clean it off.
Get some Mr. Sheen on that.
It's just a TV thing, it happens.
Yeah. I mean, we all know your skin tone.
I'd probably say the medium skin tone as well.
Medium, obviously. Sophie. And, oh, we got some more, actually.
Dear Scott, please pass on my congratulations to Chris for an epic programme.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Oh, very kind.
And?
I've only watched 15 minutes so far, and it's already my favourite cringe on TV.
Good.
Cheers, Dan, Maidstone.
Mate, I'd be happy with that. My favourite cringe on TV. There's loads of cringe on
TV.
Happy
with that.
Really good.
Hello, Scott.
Hello? Is that it? Oh, I'm wrong greeting.
Hello, Scott. Very much enjoying watching Chris. What a sweetie.
Yeah.
But can you pass on the message that he should refrain from having quite so much stuff in his trouser pocket?
Oh, he does do that.
You know what? That does bug. That, not just you, that bugs other people as well.
Oh, but not when you're on TV.
Right.
Did you notice it
at
the time?
Well, I'm learning a lot. I'm writing notes.
Like, you've got too much in your pockets there.
Okay.
Are you trying to fill it out?
No. No, I'm not.
You're trying to, like, you know...
Brilliant.
If people do look, then it's like...
No.
Oh, yeah. Put a pencil in there.
Is
that what you're doing?
No. Just...
He looks a little like he has love handles.
Oh.
Love you, bye.
Oh!
Sally.
Banter.
Oh. See, this is what you get, you see. Go on TV. Everyone's got an opinion. Anyway, I think you did very well
last night. Thank you very much.
And a lot of people very much enjoyed it. And thanks to the posh Radio 4 lady for making a little comeback there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, to play Real or No Real, it's Rihanna off of films.
Not Rihanna.
I know that annoys.
All right.
How are you?
Oh, yeah, good. How are you?
Good, all right, love.
You come down off your massive high from last night?
Yeah, all good.
Yeah?
Just been talking about it.
Mm. Doesn't feel like a global phenomenon today.
last night was amazing. I can't believe that spread so quickly.
I know. It went off.
Yeah. Back down to earth today, though, you know.
Yeah. Only.
So you're in place of Charlie Sloth. Thank you very much for stepping in.
That's okay.
He's
Now, you must point out
ill.
That you haven't tried to find someone the nearest thing to Charlie Sloth, have you? I mean,
No.
Well, my mind wasn't going down that route, but now it is, so thanks.
No, normally we call it Fat Tuesday, but...
Right.
That's not you.
Uh-huh.
That's
sure.
just... No, it's a completely different thing now. But I'm glad that you could join us today.
No problem.
So here's Rihanna with Real or No Real. 10 points for each one you get right, and it's another Access All Areas special. Here we go.
On a Radio 1 staff bonding event in 2008, Zane Lowe got a black eye after being kicked in the head by DJ Kissy Sellout during a game of life-size table football.
Life-size table football. So explain to me, what was this? A Radio 1 bonding event?
Yeah.
Did these used to happen?
Yeah, they did.
Why don't they still?
I don't know. It was one of those things they tried for a while and then they just thought, oh.
Maybe it's because of this incident.
Now, were you on the life-size table football?
Yes.
You were?
Yes, I was.
Oh my gosh, this might be true.
I was in goal.
No way.
Well, because I can't play, can I?
So, I would love to do that.
And I'm big enough to be able to hopefully save.
Oh my word, I would love to do that.
Poor Zane, though, who was not happy.
Well, then I'm going to say this is... If true? With it, I'm going to say it's real.
Definitely real.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That one is no real.
Oh, oh Scott!
Don't believe me.
Was there a life-size table football?
Never.
Oh,
what? And next.
In the mid-90s, Radio 1 threw its own post-Oscars party in Hollywood and invited the great and the good of the film industry. The only guest to turn up was a member of the 60s boy band, The Monkees.
How cool is that?
So,
when was this? I missed the beginning.
Late 90s.
Late 90s.
And Radio 1 decided to host, well, I guess it's an opposition to the other Oscar parties.
Right.
So you've got, was it Elton John's party?
Yeah, Elton John's.
What's the other ones?
Oh, my word. So Radio 1 was trying to rival, like, these really kind of traditional parties.
Yes, they were.
Parties.
Yeah, so they were like, well, Elton John can hold one, so can Radio 1.
And this was in America.
Yeah, actually in LA.
Oh, dear. And possibly poorly attended.
They did have a massive budget back then compared to now.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, all the stars go to the Oscar parties afterwards. And fair play to Radio 1 for being brave enough to try and hold one themselves.
Who do you think hosted it? Do you think it was Reese or something?
I don't know. One of our bosses.
Oh, right.
But, yeah, so it was only attended by one of the Monkees.
I'm going to say it's got to be real.
Ask your mum.
Yes, I'm going to go real.
Same real?
Real.
Yep.
That one is real.
Yes. Brilliant.
Why would you do that?
Amazing.
Why would you have a party in Hollywood? Oh, we're from Radio 1. Come in.
Who?
But that's the kind of thing that you two would do.
Party in Hollywood? Love to.
No, but you'd like host something and one person would turn up.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah, it's fair, to be honest. Okay, what about this one? Is this real or no real?
Diplo once ran out of time while trying to make his Saturday Night Radio 1 show and had to record the last 20 minutes into his smartphone on the plane to his next gig. His show team had to edit around the cabin announcements.
No way.
No.
No, but this gives me hope because I'm becoming increasingly fascinated with the lifestyles of like big name DJs.
Yeah, I mean, they've got it all. They're having a brilliant time. There is no credit crunch in their life.
Always on a plane.
Always on a plane. My favourite thing to follow on Twitter is DJs complaining.
Yes.
I haven't seen that. Oh,
that's really good.
It's really good.
They just retweet various, like, massive superstar DJs complaining about the airline food or the leg room. It's like, oh, your life must be so terrible. Everyone's on there, like DJ Chucky, Diplo's been on there before.
Have you been on there?
I'm talking like dance DJs. Paul Oakenfold's always on there.
It's when they're complaining about the room service and stuff like that.
What can I do to get a decent club sandwich in Miami?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's my favourite thing. So, Diplo, pre-recording on a plane, his show, but they have to kind of edit around the cabin announcements.
What are you saying, Rihanna?
I'm going to say no real.
You see, I think it could be real. You
show
know,
on Radio 1. So, let's think about it. National.
They wouldn't do it.
Radio 1. National Radio
1. I'm going to say real.
So it's like, no, gentlemen, there's a little bit of turbulence at the moment. So if you could return to your seats.
They're always on a plane. I'm going to say real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh, what? No!
Okay, incredible. Good.
Oh, ridiculous.
Absolutely. And next.
During a royal visit to BBC Radio 1 in 1991, Princess Margaret recorded a jingle for the station, which was used for the next 3 years.
Did you get Prince Charles to do that?
No.
Oh.
Should have.
Yeah, should have.
What was it like?
Hello, I'm Princess Margaret, and I listen to Radio 1.
No way.
I can't imagine that happening. When did they say that would have been?
91.
Mind you, Margaret may have been target audience in 1991.
No, I can't. I'm sure I would have heard of this. I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
What?
How can that be real?
Hello. Come on. Princess Margaret.
Hey, look, we were like, what, like two when that happened? Anything could happen.
Oh, I don't know. I'm saying no real.
Yeah.
That one is no real.
Oh, I wish it did happen. And at the end of that spectacular Access All Areas, Radio 1, real or no real?
Rihanna got 10, I got 30.
Oh, Rihanna, it's good to see you anyway, my love.
Thanks.
Thank you for doing it.
See you later.
Love you, bye. So if you listened to the Enrique Bingo on this podcast and you liked it, Watch it now on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Video's all there for you. We're back tomorrow on Radio 1 between 1 and 4. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.